Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. If this is your first time listening, hey, what's up? If you're an A1 day one, you've been listening for a while, we welcome you back. And y'all, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we have some crazy and exciting news for you. This podcast episode is going to be a lot of different than what we've done in the past.
We're going to keep it real.
But if you've been listening, you know that we love to start off an episode with a pulse check about how we've been feeling mentally, emotionally, all of the financially sometimes. But today's episode is actually going to be like an episode long pulse check where you guys get an insight into how we've been, what we've been up to. We took a little bit of a break there, just trying to sort out like envisioning for the future. We all love that in adulthood, but we have some exciting news that we just had to share with you all.
Yeah. And before we even get to it, obviously it requires a little bit of context because y'all aren't with us on the day in and day out of it all. But I think we feel really good about the news as best as we can. And it feels like something that we want to bring you all in to have a little bit of more clarity of where we have been for a little bit and what you can expect from us.
I know. We just have to cut to the chase.
Chase. I'm looking at her because it's literally your news. And I've been one to blurt out Olivia's news. And so I've learned my lesson. And I want you to give the stage. We've been a little quiet. I obviously have come back from Texas. And it's full-time summer. It's going to be a beautiful summer in North Carolina. Always. I love the summertime. Little spit-a-spatches of all the good vibes. But this is our time.
So, in short,
I stalled as best as I could for you, honey.
Okay, y'all, your girl is moving to Chicago, which is crazy. If you've been listening for even a millisecond, you know that Lexi and I have been living together for the past 2 years. We've lived in two different homes together, mm-hmm. and have learned so much about each other in the podcast. The reason why I even came up to North Carolina was for the podcast. And so 2 years, 2.5 years later,
2.5 years living together, 5 years in the podcast game together. This is our 5-year anniversary.
Yes, exactly.
We actually, like, COVID had happened right as we were like really kicking off. But yeah, 5 years.
I know. And back then it was when I grew up with Liv and Lex.
Oh my gosh, we've grown some, we've grown up. That's
we've,
for sure.
Yeah, we've definitely grown up. It's crazy. But your girl is moving to Chicago. I was accepted into the University of Chicago's Masters of Social Work program. This is a complete career change. I cannot emphasize this enough. And also something that kind of happened really quickly. Last year around September, I think I told you all I was thinking of applying for Masters of Social Work programs, and I had started the process back then applying to like primarily local schools in the southeast version of the country, but I decided to pause after I got a like new and exciting job transition within the company that I work for now doing diversity, equity, and inclusion work. After, I guess, like maybe 6 or 7 months of doing that, I applied to only one school. It was a school that, for whatever reason, you know, I was like, yo, this is an amazing school. It's number 2 for social work when I was doing my research. And so I applied, and then now I've realized I've heard that I got in. And so it's kind of crazy.
And you have always loved Chicago. Like, yes. It's not just about the, well, of course you have this desire for your career switch, but you've always talked so highly about like, oh my gosh. And you've been talking about how much you love a big city and you love that vibe. She's a big city gal. And so I feel like that was so much of its calling to you too.
Yeah. I was in Chicago for a week in the summer, so I had a very curated version of Chicago, but it is a city that like I had on my heart for a while and felt like the only city that I could see myself moving to in the foreseeable future. Y'all know I'm an Atlanta girl through and through, but there's just something about the summer that I was there that has me thinking about it. And I don't think that me applying to the school was a coincidence. But with me going to Chicago, that means that, unfortunately, this is the end of the road of the podcast. And there's no easy way to share news like this, because especially for people that have been rocking with us from the beginning, this is a project that is like a soul child of ours. So we've poured so much love and conversation into this platform for the past 5 years and have connected with so many amazing people because of it. There's no right way that we could even come here and express like the amount of gratitude that we've had for the platform. Mm-hmm. And now that we're ending the platform, that definitely was not the plan when we started out the year.
It was not a plan a month ago.
Like, yeah, it wasn't a plan.
We didn't think that we would be having these conversations or making these decisions. But in a way, that also just lets me know how much of living in the present we've been doing. And I like really applaud ourselves for not like being overly prepared, or it's just ready. We've just been ready for whatever decision we needed to make.
Yeah, there was a conversation that we had last summer when we were trying to figure out our groove when it came to the podcast. And I remember when I was like in a tumultuous like situation with my job and my career, and there was a point in time last summer that I wasn't sure if I was going to move back to Atlanta. Lexi had shared with me that
I was not interested in doing the podcast long distance.
Yeah. So
I didn't have it in me, champ.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there was always that idea that if and when I decided to leave, that we were not going to do it anymore. I just didn't really. It's like I applied and then I forgot about it, if I'm being completely honest. And I think I just gotten so comfortable being in North Carolina that I was like, even if they get back to me and I get in, then I'm not even checking for them. Like, but obviously, when I found out that I got in, I realized just how much of an amazing opportunity it would be to serve others as a therapist and serve others as a health and well-being coach. And I felt like this is definitely the direction that would make me feel the most fulfilled. And I had to respect, you know, this decision to end it, given the fact that, like, especially if I move, I'll be doing school and, you know, I'll be adjusting to a whole new climate. So I can understand, you know, your perspective.
Literally the weather and just like being back in school. But I think if anything, if you have been listening to us for a while, you've been bringing us along that journey of just your thoughts of what your career aspirations are, the idea of going back to school. So I think we can all applaud your commitment to yourself and kind of following those heart's desires and knowing that about yourself, feeling really convicted. And even though, yes, kind of tossing up like, oh, I applied and I didn't think about it. But again, you were honoring yourself in that. And I think that's the best way to lead your life, is just know that, you know, I really am following my heart's desires and everything else will fall in place. And so I think we can, I'm sure, speak for the whole Black Girl Flow community and that we're really excited for you in this next chapter. Because you've been following those tidbit by tidbit.
Yeah. It's a morning. It's like a
y'all, this house is filled with weird vibes, I'll tell you. Just depends on the day we catch each other.
It's sad. I mean, I'ma miss y'all.
Yeah.
And this has been such a beautiful platform that we've built. And so beautiful. It was only right for us to come here and share this amazing news.
Yeah.
And I, you know, am so willing to update anyone on the journey of getting my master's of social work.
Yeah.
If you are in that like space, please hit me up. Give me any tools that you've learned along your way of getting your MSW. Or if you live in Chicago, hit me up, livy.murray on Instagram. But yeah, we've learned so many amazing things throughout this journey. And
we want to share a few of them as we close out, of just what we've learned along the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Are you feeling out of sync due to hormonal imbalances?
Hormone Harmony is your natural solution to reclaiming your well-being, no matter what stage of life you're in. Designed for any woman experiencing the frustrating symptoms of hormonal imbalances, Hormone Harmony helps calm racing thoughts, lift low moods, enhance sleep, and boost energy levels.
So whether you're in your 20s dealing with PMS or in your 40s and beyond facing menopause, Hormone Harmony has got you covered. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW for 15% off today. I have to say, and I really do hope people take away, there's so many lessons of friendship and collaboration and sisterhood baked into our journey of the Black Girl Flow podcast. So I have to say, and that I deeply appreciate you two, Liv, of just honoring my boundary in the next phase. I really was and had done a lot of reflection of what I knew I could contribute to the space in person or virtually. And so I think nestled into how you navigate massive change and transition with other people in your life is just honoring where people make those decisions and trusting that they've done enough of the self-work and know themselves well enough to know what they can offer and commit to the space. And so I think as we're really excited to honor your decision to move to Chicago, I'm grateful that you're helping honor mine of saying, okay, maybe it's time. Put her to bed, nap time.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to go down for the nap as a child. You know, we fight it.
Yeah, boy, yeah, that's true. It's true. So the things that I've learned throughout being in this, you know, having this platform with you, I think I've learned the power of vulnerability for sure. The things that I've shared on this stage that other people have also been able to connect with, but has like, you know, come from a very vulnerable or maybe not even necessarily healed place, just like very raw. Here I am, and the power of sharing and you hearing my perspective and being able to uplift me throughout the process also makes me feel like, you know, there's so much power in vulnerability and any negative emotion. Once you are able to share that with other people that may be at a different point in their life and can also objectively look at the emotion and help you figure it out, it makes the world of a difference because it makes you feel like, oh, wow, I'm not alone in this.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, I feel like there's going to be a whole lot of retweets to everything we say. I think a big lesson for me is that in collaboration of such a soul project, you can't go at your own flow. You can't go at your own frequency or flow and expect somebody else to go. You have to create your own together. Like, you have to create something new. And I take so many lessons of different places where we've grown so much in moving through our own ego and saying like, oh my gosh, to then finding a frequency and a cadence together. And those have been some of the most beautiful places for me. And I think is so much of our success is that you really can, in community, in shared values, in that vulnerability, create a flow with somebody else and a frequency that pushes you beyond what you think you can do by yourself or what you think is right or wrong. It just, like, that creation of something new with somebody else and something that works for both parties is really beautiful and takes time. Like, it really takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a commitment and the discipline that we always talk about on the podcast. But when you do that, not just for yourself, but with somebody else, like, oh my gosh, you can really create so, so much.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. It's not always going to be 50-50. And like, you do have to kind of steadily push forward and figure out, you know, what works for you, what is within your capacity to contribute to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just like understand where you are in that moment. I think to that note, just having someone to collaborate with and have such like innovative ideas with and like being able to execute that is such an important part of creative wellness. Mm-hmm. I know not everyone has a platform like this where they feel like they can create an idea and execute it. But just for like my own personal well-being, it's been so impactful through having this medium to have an idea of like, hey, this is something that I'm seeing out in the world that people are struggling with. Like, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think another layer of that for me is just it pays off to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were so many instances or moments where we're like, let's just do it. Like, let's just, we don't need to wait for permission. It doesn't need to be perfect. Like, let's just do it and we'll see what happens. And I think a lot of people, there takes a lot of work to move through the barriers or just mental models and constraints that keep us from just kind of doing it and taking that risk. And now being on 5 years at the kind of tail end and also feels like so complete in a way, it's just like, wow, yeah, how can I regret anything when we did it? Like, everything we said we were going to do, we came out and we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so bold and courageous in and of itself. And once you get that kind of inertia going, it turns into something that you honestly can't even imagine it to be when you get it started. And so I think for me, just that practice, it's like, okay, you just got to do it sometimes. So obviously it's easier when it's with somebody else and you're not doing it alone. But I think it's a lesson that gets you closer and closer to being able to do it for yourself.
No, 100%. I think another thing that I learned is that you can, in fact, live with your best friend. You can.
We beat the allegations. Y'all thought we were going to come on here saying we're in bad terms.
We beat the allegations. Okay. We did beat the allegations. That is definitely, there's a way that you can still have a harmonious relationship with someone that you're so, you know, intertwined with in business and living and friendship. And what a pleasure it's been to be able to have this platform with someone like you, who's like so grounded and balances me out very well, compliments me very well. There have just been so many moments where I may not have the energy, but then you're able to pull me through. You may not have the energy, I pull you through. And I think I'm excited for what this next chapter of our friendship looks like without us having to, you know, sit down and like record and like just fully focus on this next chapter that we're both entering. Mm-hmm. Like, you have amazing things lined up for you as well. And there's just a lot of newness, a lot of change, but I know that we're both going to like support each other and be there for each other through it all.
Yeah, we live, like, it's so ironic, pretty polar opposite lives, but in like really extreme proximity to each other, where like the life changes I do are like very slow and steady and like a part of a much grander plan, and you're like, today, 180. And it's like they both work, and that's the best part about it, is because I think we all need that diversity of thought and experience of how people move to make sure that we're keeping and maintaining perspective for ourselves. And so I feel like that's a whole nother podcast of just the values of living with your best friend. And that one I think we'll keep for ourselves, and in the insights and the memories. I think for me, something that I really applaud us is, like, y'all, what you heard is really how we are. Like, people, we've run into people in person, out and about in community, and there we'll be together and people are like, oh my gosh, y'all are like actually friends. And it's like, yeah, y'all, like, we really out here doing the things that we claim and are talking about and are curious about. And I think finding that harmony, we don't always get the opportunity to have like a passion project that aligns with like our own spiritual and lifestyle values, because we're always kind of, we've talked about it, confronted with the code switching and the different expectations of society. So being able to pour into something that aligns with where you are just in who you, as your own development and growth, I think helps accelerate your confidence and your self-esteem in knowing who you are and being able to make decisions based off of that. And so I'm always, you know, mindful of that. Once you let something go, it makes room for something else to grow. And so I'm excited for, like you said, the next phase of life and being able to see how we're able to take these lessons and kind of bake it into the next efforts that we do.
Yeah. It's still pretty fresh for me, at least. And I feel like I'm excited to continue showing you all what me and Lexi are up to when she visits me to Chicago and when I come back here and do all of the things. But we're having a summer break where we'll be able to focus on just, you know, all of the back end things and also all of the beautiful things that come with summer. And so that's all I have to say for this episode.
We will be opening the DMs of our Instagram if y'all have any final questions or any advice or gratitudes you want to share. Obviously, we will be keeping our catalog up and available for people as we really believe so many of our conversations are practices that we want to come back to and that we're committed to. And so we hope that you all continue to find value in them. And yeah, who knows what would come next. So we give that as an invitation and a gift to you all in this space. It's just an expression of our gratitude, and it has been a good run.
Yes, absolutely. So
final,
without further ado.
Ready?
Yeah. Peace.
Love.
Blessings. Bye, y'all.
Bye.